thinking one day about how strange it is to live in a kind of a culture where the actual culture that you live in is something that you buy. And you go to a store and you buy it. You know, it's just kind of weird. You go to a store and buy your culture. Well, let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Get the monkey off of your back. And take our culture back. Well, now we've been here for a million years. Music filling up the people's ears. And we always sang our own song until the music business came along. Now, I don't know, I could be wrong. But I ain't about to just tag along behind somebody with a bankroll hanging out telling me what I can't sing about. So let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Get the monkey off of your back. And take our culture back. They got the radio. They got the TV screen. They got the great muddy waters of the mainstream. With the dollar bill hitting on every word. You're never gonna get your message heard. With some little buddy with an extra buck to buy a transmitter and try their luck. Pirate airwaves, democracy. Well, that seems like a good idea to me. So let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Get the monkey off of your back. And take our culture back. Think of all that money just waiting to be made. And all you gotta do is go. And you'll be sitting up pretty on that gangster's row. Now it ain't smart to be misled by some Beavis and Butthead. You can have your hip Seattle slacker. Just give me a good computer hacker. Let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Get the monkey off of your back. And take our culture back.
And that was Jim Page with this week's Spotlight Sound, Take Our Culture Back, performed live in the studio on Wednesday, December 13th. And you're listening to the Weekly Freak Show from the studios of 96.3 FM Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California. Please stay tuned for contact information at the end of this half-hour broadcast. Milos and Aleksandra Jovanovic have had a successful advertising agency in Novi Sad, Serbia, for some years. It wasn't until 1999 that they decided to use their skills to make political advertisements. Novi Sad was the first city to be bombed by the US and NATO in 1999. Milos and Aleksandra created Windows 99, a series of posters highlighting the destruction resulting from the attacks. Windows 99 has been on exhibition in San Francisco, Germany, and London. Here is Aleksandra speaking with Freak Radio's John Malkin about the recent nonviolent overthrow of Milosevic in Serbia, the new president, Kostunica, and how it is that the police and military did not stop the assertive, nonviolent movement.
Yes, if they didn't bomb us last year, I think it could happen last year. But bombing make Milosevic regime last 1 year longer. Mm. The bombing strengthened him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very dangerous while bombing was on to say something against him. If you say something in public, it was a war, you know, state of war, and laws are different when you are in the war.
Mm.
You know, everything is much harder and harsh, and if you say something, you go automatically to jail without any trial, etc., etc. It was very, very dangerous.
Mm.
So, yes, you are right. People did that by themselves, without NATO help.
Mm. Are there still a lot of memories of the bombing? Do you walk around and is there some destruction?
Yes, of course. We have 3 bridges broken.
Still the bridges that you used in your imagery?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. The old regime built another one near the just a second. The old regime built 2 more bridges. At the place where the first one was broken, they built another one, and it is quite decent bridge. And the second place they built one more bridge, and it is very funny bridge because it is too narrow. You can't drive 2 cars, you know, in different ways.
Only one at a time.
Only one at a time, and this bridge is for railway too. So when the train is going on, no one can drive.
Huh.
And it is very funny. And the third bridge is still broken and it is not replaced yet. But we are hoping it will be replaced.
Mm-hmm. What is the media like now? Is there somewhat of an opening? Are people speaking more freely?
Automatically they are opened from the 6th of October. All media are open. And you can say whatever you want, discuss about this and that. It is some kind of blossoming the freedom of the press here.
I wanted to ask you about Kostunitsa. And
yes?
He, what do you know about him? Because I don't think he was speaking publicly that often a year ago or more. And where does he come from?
He is... I don't know very much about him because you're right, he was not very much in public in a few last years. I don't think it was his fault, just only the regime media didn't want to talk about him.
Mm.
He was one of the founder of the Democratic Party in Serbia more than 10 years ago. Then he's a little bit, I don't know to say, but democratic nationalist or something like that. So he gets out the Democratic Party, so he founded a Democratic Serb... Just a second, kako mu se zove partija? Skursunicina. So he founded a Democratic Party of Serbia, DSS. And he's the president, he was the president, I think. Right now he's not a president of that party because he cannot be a president of Yugoslavia, president of the party. I think so. And I don't know very much about him. Mm. My opinion before elections was that he was doing some kind of reactive politics. You know, something happens in Yugoslavia, then I heard Kostunica said that and that. He wasn't pro-reactive, you know. tell me something before something happens. But I don't know, is it his politics or just media in Serbia made him like looking like that? I don't know that. And then, of course, when elections come, I vote for him because these elections were not voting for somebody. These elections were likely I am voting against Milosevic. So I will vote for anyone who's on the opposite side. And that was that coalition of 18 different parties, so I vote for that coalition. And now, when Koštunica wins, I am very, very positively surprised with that man. I think that he's very clever, he's very well-educated, and the main thing, he's a legalist. You understand what I think when I said he's a legalist. He wants to obey the law. This is his first... the first thing he wants to obey the law, and he wants to make Yugoslavia to be a law country, you know. And I'm very, very positively surprised with that man.
Do you know what his ideas are about Kosovo?
I don't know yet, because he's right now he's saying that Kosovo is still part of the Serbia, but that NATO troops and the United Nations must stay there, and that refugees, both Albanians, both Serbs, both the other ethnic parts, must come back to Kosovo.
How did this happen, that the military and the police didn't try and stop what was happening?
You know, because the head in military, in the police, probably were, I don't know, I don't know for sure, but a lot of them were for Milosevic. But especially in army, you have a large number of young people. You know, the army in our country is not it is not professional army. So when you are 18, you must go in army for 1 year, and then from time to time they invite you for some trainings, etc., etc. So there's a lot of young people there, you know, like plain soldiers and some minor commands. You know, like majors and colonels, etc. And they were all against Milosevic. Because it might happen that his father and his brother and his sister, they were on the street and against Milosevic, and he must fight against them. And he thinks the same like those people. And a lot of young policemen were like that. And there are some rumors that they did have some orders to fight against protestants, but a lot of them refused to do that. And they made some kind of delays, you know. There were some police, some army troops went from Niš to Belgrade, and there were some barricades on the road, and then that colonel comes to that barricade and said, okay, I have half an hour to talk to you, and then I must go further. So let's talk about half an hour, then you must let me go. And they talk half an hour, and then he let him go. And 2 kilometers after, there's another barricade. Then he spoke with them half an hour, you know. 5 kilometers later, another barricade. So he spoke with them half an hour, etc., etc. So he lost many hours of that road. It is 300 kilometers. And when that troops come to Belgrade, everything was finished.
And that's all the time we have for this week's program. Thank you for listening. The Weekly Freak Show is produced live in the studios of 96.3 FM Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California, and can also be heard in Dade City, Florida at 102.9 FM, in Berkeley, California at 104.1 FM, in Madison, Wisconsin at 87.9 FM, and on the World Wide Web at www.parumpradio.com. The Weekly Freak Show can be reached at P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Or send email to frsc@microradio.net. That's frsc@microradio.net. And don't forget, you can always listen to the many fine shows on Freak Radio by pointing your browser to www.microradio.net/frsc. That's www.microradio.net/frsc. Our theme music was composed and performed by Neil Norman and his Cosmic Orchestra. For Skidmark Bob, John Malkin, and everyone at Freak Radio, my name's the V-Man, and that's a wrap.